Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Mom.
Hey, sweetie. I thought you were with your friends today.
Yeah, I was. I am. Shouldn't you be at work?
Oh, Mr. Bradley let me off early, so just catching up on some chores.
I left some letters inside for you and Granny and Uncle Jack and Dad, if you can find them.
Letters? I don't understand.
With all the murders and everything, I know it's stupid, but I just started to think, what if something happens to me?
Max, baby, nothing is going to happen to you.
I know, but if it did, there's so many things that I want to say, that I need to say, and just promise that you'll get the letters out, okay?
Max, you're scaring me.
I'm not trying to scare you.
Is something going on, Maxine?
No.
Is it, baby?
No. No, you're right, I'm sure. I'll be fine, I'm being silly.
Max, so sweetie. It's okay. Nothing is going to happen, baby. Promise. Nothing you don't deserve.
In season 4, from the start to the finish, it's Stranger Things forever. Every podcast we do will cover just 10 minutes. Stranger danger everywhere, I hope that you people still care. It's time for me to do it, let's get to it, come on everyone.
Greetings, stranger friends, and welcome back to Stranger Things Forever. Yes, last week I had an episode out on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and this week that was the plan, but then Monday came around and I don't know if I was busy. Oh yeah, I was busy. I was doing some work that I was like, there was no chance I was going to be able to get a show out on Monday. So here we are on Tuesday. And I gotta keep going. Gotta keep getting through these. The rewatch is happening. Forever is happening. It might take forever to get there, but we're going to get there. And today, of course, we're going to be covering the next 10 minutes of Dear Billy, minutes 30 to 40. And just a reminder, there are 64 days left between now and Stranger Things 5. Between now and Stranger Danger 5, just 64 days left. Let that sink in. And now we can focus on rewatching the rest of season 4. But before we get there, there's two things I want to do. Number one, I want to read an email that I got the other day from a stranger friend. This email, forgive me if I'm mispronouncing your name, but I'm going to say it's Fitza or Fitza or Fiza or Fizza. F-I-Z-Z-A. There's a good chance I didn't get it right at all, but your email, I got it the other day. I just wrote back to you and said, I'm going to be reading it on this episode. So hopefully you will listen to this episode. Right now, though, you are currently up to Stranger Things 4. So let me read this email. Greetings, Mike. I just started listening to Stranger Danger on Spotify this year. Thank you very much. And I'm currently up to Stranger Things Season 4. Your podcasts are honestly the best. Thank you very much. I love the detail you go into and the fact that you were a kid in that era, so you explain many references that we Gen Z sometimes miss. Oh, I feel so old. As well as some awesome points we as audience we may miss in the show. Thank you again very much. I usually play them when I go to the gym or on the bus. I used to listen to podcasts. I've been working from home for the last few years, but I would listen to so many podcasts taking the train into Boston, the subway and the commuter rail. So I never had to take the bus just based on the route that I had to take, but similar, where you just sit there, you find a seat or you hold on and you just listen. And I would always listen to things and then all of a sudden I just burst out laughing and people around me probably thought I was crazy. So hopefully right now you're on the bus and you're listening to this and I just made you laugh and people are looking at you like, what is going on there? Okay. Back to the email. So, I usually play them when I go to the gym or on the bus. They are the perfect escape for me. Me too. And I love, love, love them. I'm so excited for season 5 of Stranger Things and for the podcast covering it. Hope it comes out soon. We're almost like at the 2-month point. I can't believe it. I really hope everything goes perfectly and hope they don't kill Steve. Yes. Yes, let's talk about that. I'll get there in a second. I also have a special request. Would you consider making a podcast for the Netflix show Wednesday? Season 2 is out, and I think that would be awesome, and many people would love to watch it. Thanks so much for all the amazing content you create. Can't wait to listen to more. Best wishes, Fitza, Fiza. Best wishes, a stranger friend, Fitza. That's what I'm going to say. I'm just guessing. So forgive me if I'm pronouncing that wrong, but a couple things there. The Wednesday idea, you know, I did see that Wednesday's coming back for season 3. I have not started season 2 yet, and I know it's already gone. I know this because my niece, who loves Stranger Things, I had to drive her someplace, and I picked her up at her friend's house. She's like, we just watched the whole thing of Wednesday season 2. It's so great. And I even know my parents watched it, and I'm like, I got to get to it, and I will get to it. And now that there's a season 3, it's almost like, huh, you know, this is something where I could go back and watch season 1 and season 2 and do, you know, rewatch them and do a podcast on them. I don't know if it would be as in-depth as what Stranger Danger has become. This has become its own thing. If you listen to the early episodes of the show, it was me hitting record and talking about the show. And I maybe spend 20 minutes. Sometimes I've had notes. And then it's turned into now, like, I almost feel like I'm a narrator doing an audiobook version of the episodes, but giving my own thoughts on them as well. So they've turned into this much larger thing that I feel is so special to Stranger Danger that I probably wouldn't do that for other shows. But I do love the idea of just talking about other shows. I've done it. I did one on my Geek Mentality podcast for Penguin. Have I done others? I feel like I have, but I can't even think off the top of my head right now. Nothing, though, will replace the Stranger Friends and Stranger Danger. That has become such a Oh, yeah, I did the whole thing for Mad Men. What am I, crazy? I watched every episode of Mad Men, and that was the thing. I just hit record and talk. And that's available, Made Man, fansnotexperts.com. Look it up. If you, you know, I don't know how many, what the Venn diagram of Stranger Danger, Stranger Things and Mad Men is. It might just be me in the middle, but it is out there with me talking about an episode of a television show. So the idea of doing something like that with Wednesday, not a bad idea at all. But the thing I really want to talk about is hope they don't kill Steve. Why would you even say that? Like, that makes me nervous. Now I'm like, wait, I remember last time being so worried when he jumped out of that boat. I was like, oh no, I didn't say, oh no. I probably said a much worse word. And then he ends up on the other, through the upside down, the underwater gate. And oh my God, he made it through that. They tease us with Steve so much. I'm not even going to allow myself the thought that Steve could be leaving us. Steve the Hare Harrington. No, I won't. Oh, geez. But I mean, that would be crushing. There has to be, unfortunately, some sort of major death. There doesn't have to be. I feel like there's going to be some sort of major death. And doesn't that sound like a good character, like for like the leader of an evil army? Who are you? A major death. But I feel like, I'd hate to say, like, could 11 sacrifice herself in the final moments? Like, I mean, I feel like anything's on the table. 11, Hopper, Steve, Jonathan. Like, I feel like there's going to be overall happy ending, but someone's not going to get their happy ending. And just the thought of that makes me very sad. But I can't think about that right now. Steve's alive. Steve's alive right now. All I have to focus on is now. And Steve is alive. We only see him for a couple of seconds in the 10 minutes, but he is alive. And I almost made the perfect segue. Thank you again, Pizza, for your email. It was awesome. I almost made the perfect segue into today's 10 minutes. But before I get there, did you know that Stranger Things has entered the popcorn bucket wars, this according to thepopverse.com, and I thought maybe this was some sort of gibberish, but no, I found the actual popcorn bucket, the Demogorgon popcorn bucket, available at Target. So I'll put a link to this article. I'm also going to put a link to it from the target.com store. It is a big giant popcorn bucket where it's the mouth of the Demogorgon that you twist and it opens up flower face opens up and you see all the teethy flower petals, whatever, for lack of a better, you know, term. And I guess in the middle is where you put the popcorn. It's weird because TV shows are getting into the popcorn. Like, I guess that was one of the things to get people to the movies. Oh, come to the movie and get the crazy popcorn bucket. But now I guess Netflix is like, hey, we could do that for our stuff too. Just have them pop the popcorn at home. And it's only $20. It's not like it's crazy. It's kind of crazy to say I spent $20 on a popcorn bucket. And according to this website, it says it's coming out October 5th and pre-orders have already sold out. So people are buying it. The description says, out of the upside down, this Stranger Things popcorn bucket is the perfect fit for your season 5 watch party. Enjoy eating right out of the Demogorgon's mouth, gross, while watching the series finale on Netflix. Get your hands on this popcorn bucket exclusively at Target. It is almost a foot tall, 11 and a half inches. You rotate the top of the bucket to open the mouth. It is also made of plastic. Hand wash only. No, it is not dishwasher safe. I wonder, like, are Demogorgons dishwasher safe or is it just the bucket? I wonder. All right, I'm not wasting any more time. Let's jump into the next 10 minutes of Dear Billy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
So we pick right back up in Russia, and Hopper killed that silly little goose of a guard. And by the time his comrades are breaking into the shed, Hopper's already climbed out of the top of it, made a beeline for the back, but not before leaving a little dynamite for as a going-away present. The whole thing explodes as he jumps on a snowmobile that's waiting for him out there, and he makes it up over the hill, avoiding copious amounts of bullets firing at him. These guys are like... they're like stormtroopers or, you know, Cobra Commander. Like, they can shoot, but they can't hit anybody. And you have to wonder if the prison guards or the wardens are going to suspect, like, how is there, who left a snowmobile out there? Obviously, someone is working with that pesky American. So then we jump over to Hawkins, where we spend most of our time here in Hawkins, not the entire time, but most of it. Where at first we're with Steve, Dustin, Lucas, and Max. They're driving, and you can see it in his face that Lucas wants to talk to Max. But Max looks like she doesn't want to talk at all to anyone. But they drive to the trailer park to Max's house. She says, I'll be back in 20 seconds. She just planned to go in, leave notes for her family, the letters. Because remember, she wrote all those letters, gave some to some of the guys. She left three notes for her family. One was for Dad. Now, we've never actually met her dad. I know it came up in the Lucas on the Line book. But one for Dad, one for Granny, and one for Mom. And that was it. She was going to leave those there and leave. But as she gets up, she notices that her mom's in the backyard hanging laundry. Oh, hey, Mom, how's it going? And she goes back to see her. And, oh, she's like, I'm just, catching up on some chores, as you heard that clip at the beginning of this episode. Max tells her, I was just leaving some letters for you in case anything happens to me. You know, with all those murders going on, there were things I wanted to say, things I needed to say. And the mom's like, oh, Max, what are you talking about? You're scaring me. Nothing's going to happen. It's going to be okay. Nothing's going to happen. Nothing you don't deserve. Dun, dun, dun. That's not your mama. That's Vecna. Because she doesn't let go. She's like, Mom, you're hurting me. Mom, let me go. And all of a sudden it's Vecna. He's like, you think those letters are going to save you? You've broken everything. Your time is almost at an end. And it's like, oh, snap. And then boom, she freaks out. She backs away. She falls back. And you realize she's been in the backyard alone all this time. Now she comes to the front and they're all just kind of waiting there. And they're like, whoa, that was way longer than 20 seconds. Now, I don't know how much longer it is. I was thinking, wait, they're all outside now. Is the sun different? Like, no, I mean, how long was she out there? We don't really know. It wasn't long enough that they came to check. So that's good. But Steve notices right away that something's not right. He's like, whoa, are you okay? She's like, just drive, just go. And she doesn't say anything. And I wrote down, why not say something? Like, is she trying to protect them? Is she in denial? Why not say, hey, there is something, that Vecna just got to me. We need to hurry the hell up. I need to do a few other things. Or I guess, really, what's their plan? There really is no plan at this point. It's just watch her. While hopefully Robin and Nancy figure something out. That's all they have right now. So we stay in Hawkins, but we jump over to Penhurst, where that the director, the he's not the warden, whatever he is, the main doctor, the head of Penhurst, Dr. Hatch, is bringing Nancy and Robin. wait, I mean Ruth and Rose, on a little bit of a tour through the grounds. They talk about how the patients, the residents, get 2 hours outside every day. And Robin's like, what's to stop them from leaving? And he's like, they could escape, but they wouldn't. Most of them like to be here. Then they walk through. He cuts them through the listening room. Okay. And he says, we find that music has a particular calming effect on the broken mind. The right song, especially one that might hold a personal meaning, can prove a salient stimulus. Now, little did we know at this moment how incredibly important this bit was right here. What he said, the fact that they were listening, that Robin was listening. It's incredibly, like, this is plays such a larger part of this episode. And really, it just shows how important music is, right? Because it's the best. Now, he says, though, there are those that are beyond a cure. And that's when he leads them downstairs, down some stairs, like where they're going to, I think, a more secure area. Now, this is when they tell them, oh, we're trying, you know, can you please let us talk to Victor Creel alone? He actually does agree. It seemed like he didn't quite trust them. But Robin's like, we really want to dig into his psyche. Could we just talk to him by ourselves? He allows it eventually, but he tells the guard, you know, keep an eye on them. Don't, you know, just keep an eye on them, he said. And the guard goes through, and it very much reminds me of Silence of the Lambs, you know, stay away from the wall. I don't remember exactly what he said in Silence of the Lambs, but if you remember when Clarice is going down to see Dr. Lecter, the guard is telling him all these things. Well, here the guard is telling him these rules. Do not startle him. Do not touch him. Do not pass him anything. Stand 5 feet away from the bars at all time, and whatever you do, do not feed him after midnight. Then the guard gets to his Victor Creel's cell. He starts, you know, rattling the bars. Victor, today's your lucky day. You've got visitors. Real pretty ones. And he's ruined it. He ruined it and went full creep. This guy definitely shops at the Creepo Depot. So the guard leaves them alone as Victor sits in his cell and he's scratching at his table. And you see the table already has these thick gashes in them. He has his back to them and he's just scratching. You think this is all he does. He just scratches. Nancy and Robin introduce themselves. And now they do use their real names here. And he says, I don't talk to reporters. Hatch knows this. And you hear that voice. And it's weird to say that Freddy Krueger is a calming voice, but it's like, oh, that voice of my childhood, you know, growing up in the 80s. Yes, at that time, the big three in horror movies were Michael Myers, Jason Voorhees, and Freddy Krueger. And I guess to a lesser extent, Leatherface. Now, Leatherface made some noises. Michael Myers didn't say anything. Jason, maybe he grunted, but they didn't talk at all. Freddy, not only was he supernatural and he could come to you in your dreams, but he talked. He had a personality, and that's what made him so friggin' scary. So to hear Robert Englund here, not in the full Freddy voice, but still kind of doing, you know, just having that voice is just like, oh, it's awesome. And he's like, I don't talk to reporters. And they said, oh, we're not reporters. We believe you. Whatever killed your family, we think it's back. And then he turns. He turns to see them, and we see that his eyes, they're gone. And they're gross. So his eyes, he seem to be poked out, scratched out something. There's all kinds of gunk in them, like he's got a really bad case of conjunctivitis. It's disgusting. And I wanted to look away. Thankfully, we very quickly went to California. Pass the Duce on the left hand. Pass the Duce's playing. It's by a band called Musical Youth, which I don't know how or why, but my dad had this record. And I think as a kid, I believe the Duce was a ball that you play with, but I'm almost positive that it is something people roll and smoke, I think. And especially the fact that our guy's listening to it. Pass the Duce on the left hand side. So we see it by the band called Musical Youth that Argyle is on his way to deliver pizza. We just see him for a couple seconds. But what he doesn't know is that he's actually making a pickup, not a delivery, as we go to the buyer's house where we see Will is packing. Mike comes into the room. He's already packed. He's like, I never actually really unpacked. And he's like, you know, about the other day. And Will apologizes for being a jerk to Elle. He's like, no, you know what? I deserve it. And Mike's like, no. You don't deserve it. You don't deserve anything. He's like, listen, this past year with Hawkins, it's you know, he says, you know, Lucas, Max, and Dustin, they're great. But it's not the same. It's not Hawkins without you. It's not the same. And they're like, I don't know what's going to happen next, but whatever it is, you know, I think we should stick to it, stick together. I think that it's better if we're a team. Oh, that's it. I mean, that's the 10 minutes right there. But it seems like everything's going to be fine with Mike and Will. Everyone seems happy. Everyone seems calm. I'm sure the next 10 minutes will just go by swimmingly. But you could see that Will's looking at him like, there's two ways of looking at it. You could see Will is looking at him like, my best friend is still there. I'm getting my best friend back. He still does care about me. But you could also see there's probably there's definitely some extra feelings that Will has that even though Mike doesn't have these feelings, as far as we can tell, you can still see Will is like, it's almost like that's the boy that I love as a friend and maybe more as a friend. And it's just, you could like, he doesn't even say much. He just looks at him like, thank God you're still there for me, Mike. Cause he's felt so alone, I think, in California. And even though Mike has all his friends, all the friends are back in Hawkins, you can see that Mike misses him just as much as Will misses Mike. And I think that was a very important moment for the two of them to kind of come together before shit goes crazy, for lack of a better term. I apologize for the crass language, but sometimes it just needed to be said. But that's it. That's the 10 minutes right there. So what do we get here? We got Hopper got away. Oh, I forgot to say Antonov's like 100-1. Like the people were cheering. All the other guys working in the field were cheering for him. And you could see Antonov, you know, he was like, he didn't believe it, but it actually happened. We also see that time is kind of running out for Max. Part of what she wanted to do was go deliver some more of her letters. She had another run-in with Vecna, who's like, I'm coming for you. You know, his voice is deep and scary. It's not Freddy Krueger scary, but it's pretty close. We also see that, speaking of Freddy Krueger, Ruth and Rose, also known as Nancy and Robin, went and got to actually meet Victor Creel and tell him, we're not reporters. We actually believe you, and we think that guy is back, or whoever's killing your family is back. Then we go to California, where we see Mike and Will rekindle their friendship and seem to be on the same page for whatever comes next. And I think we know what comes next. But that's it for today. So thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for subscribing. I truly appreciate it. Thank you, Fitza. I should just stick with what I think is the way to pronounce it. Fitza, thank you so much. I really, really, truly appreciate your email. Just the fact that that you found the show and you're listening, it made my day. Thank you so, so much. Anyone else out there, you could email the show. Did you know that? StrangerDanger@fansnotexperts.com. Or you could follow me on any of the socials. Me personally is Geek Mentality, except TikTok, which is Geek Mentality Mike. And Stranger Danger Podcast can be found on Blue Sky. That's pretty much where I live most of my social life now. And of course, we have a YouTube channel, Fans Not Experts, and a Facebook page, Fans Not Experts. That's because the website where all my podcasts are found is fansnotexperts.com. But you can get directly to Stranger Danger and all the Stranger Danger episodes by simply going to StrangerDangerPodcast.com. That's it. I'm done. We're getting closer and closer to some big moments of this episode. It's going to be coming soon. And I can't wait to talk about it with all of you. But until then, stay stranger, my friends. And remember, people like you and people like me are the people, I like to say people a lot, who will keep Stranger Things alive forever.
Fans not experts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.